Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Shukuin Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dustman is awesome rider. And Jedimon is Jedimon. Hello, welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, episode 13.
They're climbing in your wallets and snatching your money up.
Better hide your bills.
Better hide your bills, hide your coins, and hide your cards, because they're snatching everybody up out here.
That's perfect. So, yeah, let's just go ahead and go right into the what's-ups.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your window, he's snatching your people, trying to rape you, so you got your hands,
your wife, yeah, there's some idiot in the projects, so.
Pretty much.
I'll look out for him.
Yeah, make sure you hide everyone.
God. I will.
And your turtles. Don't forget your turtles.
I'll hide my bills, hide my coins, hide my bills, hide my coins, and I'll hide my cards because they're raping everybody out here.
We'll be able to find them because. Yeah, so we're going to find them. We got the evidence.
We have the evidence that Bandai is raping all our wallets and snatching our money up. So we gonna find them.
We got Gon from Kabuto, so she's ready. She gonna find them.
She gonna find them. She's a super sleuth. She's a hard-boiled detective.
People are like, what the hell is going on?
Good money listening to this crap.
If you don't know what's going on, you are really dumb, for real.
If it wasn't completely obvious, we have all completely lost it. And
yeah,
you are so dumb, for real. So, since I'm talking right now.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Okay. What day was it? Monday?
No, it's Tuesday today.
No, it was last week. It was like last week, Friday.
Last week, okay.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, totally.
It was last week, Friday, that I got my Ami stuff, I think.
Go eat cock.
So, and then I got Axel, Lunaset, my computer sounds are still on.
It's okay, I have Animal Crackers. See? What?
That's beautiful. I needed that. Exceed Gills, Gohan, SIC Kumami, Auto Vajin, Reveltech Blade Liger. I think that's it. Oh, the Gombrai DS game, which is actually quite fun.
It's really now.
Story
Riri?
Riri. The story mode is basically total shit, and it's just like text constantly everywhere.
That's odd, because card game storylines are usually like the most intricate I've ever seen in a game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If it wasn't for the fact that there's question marks and exclamation points at the places I need to go, I would probably be very, very confused. However, they're there, so I know what I'm doing, kind of. But playing Gombrite on my DS is fun, so thumbs up.
Comment and subscribe.
Yeah, thumbs up, comment, and subscribe, and I'll see you next time. I think that's about it, actually. I feel like there was something else. I pre-ordered, like, everything. I don't know if I said that last week. I don't remember when I did all this shit, but the only thing
you
I
just ordered a Lost Driver and stuff.
Yeah, that. My crap from Rider Proxies is on its way. The Zek Trooper.
Oh, Riri?
And the Joker Memory thing. And then the Robot Damashi Evangelion 1 figure arts Joker and the Cyclone Memory will be coming from Okinawa at some point.
Well, I didn't know you got that robot from him.
Of course I did. Sad face.
surprised face.
You know him. He has to have all that crap.
Yep.
Well, I know he's getting him. I just didn't know he got it from Okinawa.
Yeah.
I still have to pre-order Eternal. Cyclone Joker Extreme and The Lost Driver coming from Miami. I just pre-ordered a Hardboiler. That's at the end of the month. And Memories.
Yes.
And I don't know anymore. All bunch of stuff and shit and someone else go.
You go because I have an animal cracker in my mouth.
Okay, let's see. What have I done? I dueled today. I just got my Nibida Bibida Babida.
Yosh, you got it.
I did get it.
If you didn't, I'd have to re-record it and then dub it over your voice.
What else did I do? Oh, I pre-ordered Cyclone Joker Extreme. Not pre-ordered, but I got Cyclone Joker Extreme pre-ordered Hardworld. Those are coming with Epic Box at the end of the month. That's going to be fun. After that, we recorded the last podcast, Shuki guilted me into going ahead and paying for Joker and the Cyclone Memory, so I did that.
What would happen if you didn't?
I don't know. I would probably cry. But
we gon' find you. That's what would happen.
Yeah, pretty much. Y'all would find me and snatch my people up, so...
we would. It's an epidemic out here. You know what?
Yeah.
Animal crackers are delicious.
And so is your mother. And,
nodding in disapproval face.
Let's see. I still have to pre-order, like, several things, and I'm just frightened at the thought of having to spend that money, but I have to do it at some point. I got a fifth badge in hard gold. Yay.
Oh, I've done that twice.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I know. I got it.
Okay, anyway.
It's funny because this is the one time he wasn't going for your mother.
Yeah. What else? I don't know. I think that's it. What's up with me? I don't even think there's anything going on with me. I don't know. Let's just go to the Dozen Raider.
All right. Well, there really hasn't been that much up with me. Like, I think I lost my memory because I don't remember what happened. Not like memories, but my memory.
Yeah.
The one that's not important. Well.
I'm almost done my Kabuto week, and that's been fun. I mean, I gotta finally record more videos. Those are from a month ago.
Yeah, check out shukinshinobi.podbean.com, and you can rate, comment, and subscribe. Anyway, I believe it was my turn.
Yeah.
I think I already mentioned last week about my Joker and Cyclone, so I don't want to be all, like, mentioning it 3 weeks in a row like some other people.
Look, I forgot, okay?
Let me see. What did I get? Okay, I got my Lost Driver. It took me a bit because AmiAmi decided my first time ordering it wasn't good enough and deleted it, so I had to order it again. I pre-ordered Kiwami Garen. I pre-ordered WarGreymon D-Arts.
Oh, I did too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because he's all, WarGreymon! Anyway... What else did I do? Oh, I got my Cyclone Joker Extreme from AmiAmi, and I pre-ordered Hardboiler after they put it up the second time, because the first time they're like, no you.
Boilder in their bed.
Yeah, Boilder, get death, slam. And so then we all got him. It was epic. Except, yeah. Anyway, so I got that. I found, at Walmart, I found those new MMPR figures, the gold chests and Zed. No Green Ranger Extreme, though, whatever it is. I haven't opened them yet, because I was all
scared.
They're not that extreme. They're about as extreme as Island of Vision. But yeah, I got those. Haven't opened them yet because I was all sad faced. 1 million truce. That only got a 6 out of 5. There must not have been 1 million of them. Anyway, 6 out of 10. 6 out of 5 would be awesome.
Like, damn it, was that good?
Yeah, so I haven't gotten my AmiAmi package, which shipped 1 week before the Shukin Shinobis. So as of this recording, I still don't have it. And as of uploading, I probably still don't have it. So I'm all sad face.
I'm still baffled about how a package that shipped a week before mine still hasn't gotten there yet.
That's because it's me. I'm the most unfortunate person. I have the worst luck. Really, anybody that knows me knows that. So
I feel bad, but I don't because I'm a.
Because it's funny because we get jokes out of these. I'm all like southern now. So
so
I think I'm done with this. Damn, what's up? I don't know. I had a better sentence, but it still ended up fun.
Okay, news and shit. We've actually got a lot of news.
You better sit back and grab your animal crackers.
Yep. You get your popcorn, you get your animal crackers, you get your whatever the hell, fried chicken.
Get your wives, get your kids.
Whatever the hell that gentleman likes to eat.
Easter eggs from Easter.
Easter candy, okay.
The ladies, oh.
Oh, snap.
Okay, that's a little much. This is a family show.
We're not talking about wheelchair here.
This is a fucking family show.
This is a family. This is a fucking goddamn family show, you cunt.
So, Eternal was announced as an exclusive.
No surprise. Although, surprise, it was announced after the batch of three exclusives. And I was like, it's fake, blasphemy. And then everyone's like, you're tarred. And I'm like, yes.
So it was announced 5 days ago or so?
Mm-hmm. The day before the licensing show.
The licensing show?
Whatever. Tamashii show.
So that's a giant hip hip hooray. And by hip hip hooray, I mean, god damn it. We just got three of these things. And a dope pump memory set. We don't need this crap, too.
Yep. Well, I forgot to mention what's up. Sorry to pre-order mine, because I'm crazy. But he looks good.
Oh, he does. Basically, take double, paint him white, attach a bunch of Maximum Drive slots to him, and give him Eternal's
head. Yeah, if you think about it, it's a really easy figure to make, because basically, like, they take the base model, because he's just all white. That's what he looks like, is just, like, a base model for a figure with blue flames and a head.
He's just flat-out double's body.
And he's got a...
I can see the striping down the middle.
He's got a cool cape.
Yeah, he does. He's got a cool cape that probably hinders articulation.
Yeah. It's too bad he doesn't come with one that, like, flows in the wind or shit.
Yeah, that'd be kind of neat.
And he comes with his little dagger, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But he's all cool, and he's announced, and we're mad, but we're still getting him. So, about the huge.
Yep. I haven't pre-ordered mine yet, but I'm eyeing the exchange rate and jumping on the chance when it looks healthy.
So about never.
By healthy, I mean if it goes up to 86 at some point soon.
We've been eyeing this since May. Like, oh, it'll get better. And then the exchange rate's like, no, you.
Okay, seriously, half a year ago, we were buying at an exchange rate of 97. It's 85 right now. This is how shitty things have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that exchange rate low.
Yeah. Yo.
Word.
Every fourth word.
Okay, so the Tamashii Festival happened the day after Eternal was announced. Obviously, Eternal was there. But among other things that were there, Weather Dopant.
Yeah, and he is exclusive, as to be expected.
Yep. December release, just like Eternal, so I have no idea when he's going to go up. But he's probably going to go up in the next
couple weeks.
Two weeks or so. I think Deanne's closing this week, if I remember correctly.
So yeah, he should be going up.
He'll probably be going up after Deanne closes.
He was like a new announcement, but not an unexpected one.
Yeah. Like apparently Nazca sold well enough. They're like, oh, Weather.
Yeah. Imagine how much more they'd sell if they weren't exclusives. Wink, wink.
Yeah, wink, wink. I have a dream.
We live in a world free of exclusive fees. That was great. Best summary ever.
Really bored. So anyway, actual retails.
Retails.
Retails. That were announced.
The Katarmon.
Yeah. More bread?
No, thanks. I got animal cracker.
Okay, so for November, we have Dark Kiva and Emperor Kiva.
Yes!
That was my general reaction as well. I'm a huge, like, boner face for anything Kiva-related. And these look hot, and I love them.
They look hot.
I can't wait for November.
Yeah, they look really awesome. Like, oh my god, they're like, just so sexy. God,
it's so pretty. And, like, I remember when we first saw, like, just the listing and not even the pictures. And we were discussing them, and we're like, so I wonder what accessories they'll come with. And Dawson Ryder's all like, I bet, like, Dark Kiba will have, like, the Zambat sword without the Zambat. I'm like, that'd be epically cool. And it's like, it does! Yay!
Yay, and I was all, I finally called something.
It only took them, like, how long have we been doing this? Like, a year now? 2 years?
How long have we been doing it? That's an interesting question.
13 weeks.
Yosh, that's like... That's a year in dog years.
That's a quarter of a year.
That's all right. Okay, anyway. So, now we're just getting weird.
December release.
Weird with your math.
Really?
Oh, really?
December release.
Hyper Kabuto.
Yeah.
Basically, that. Take Kabuto, make him hyper, and we have our December release.
Yeah, make him hyper. Just give him a Red Bull.
Okay, so here's what's going on with that.
Yes, that was a good joke.
The Hyper Kabuto shown at the show, as odd as that sounded,
it was a hyper clock up.
It was hyper clock up. He had his big rainbow wings and the perfect Zekri. He's all like, I'm going to fuck you up. And then Ami Ami puts up.
They poked it up.
I'm awesome at speaking today. Puts up a picture of Hyper Kabuto just in the normal mode. So, I guess it's just going to have switchable pieces.
Man, I guess.
I guess.
This is going to be the first time that a figure out would have a switchable chest piece.
Yeah, that frightens me. After that whole Luna set fiasco.
Just don't dislocate his chest.
Okay, not to go off topic here.
No, you.
But seriously, gentlemen, it's not that hard.
I don't know what happened. I pulled his arm off and it fell up to like 100 pieces.
I got out of the package expecting a challenge.
A challenge.
And I just went, and it popped right off.
That was a nice noise.
I just pulled. I don't know what happened, okay? I pulled, and then it exploded.
I just poured, and I don't know what happened.
I pulled on it, something shot out, and...
Some kind of substance. A suspicious liquid.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah, you better stop. You might cry. I can hear it.
So yeah, who knows what the fuck Hyper Kabuto is gonna do, but...
He looks cool.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, his wings are flimsy. Shut up. I hope he comes with wings.
How do you know his wings are flimsy?
I don't know. They're tards. Like, god damn it, people stop complaining. Yeah, you need to learn to touch stuff.
As far as I know, it was in glass, so...
They're probably the same bitches that complain over the, like, thighs and shit.
They're like, oh, his thighs are thick. Your thighs are thick. In fact, next time someone says that on HDU, I'm gonna, like... Copy that post and reply that. Your thighs are thick.
No, you. No, you.
Exactly. Leave them alone.
Other fun things that were announced at the festival. Chibi arts. I think those are neat, but I'm a sucker for chibi things. Basically, it's a... I don't remember how tall. To be honest, I want to say it's about the size of a Mighty Mug, but I'm probably wrong. But it's all, like, chibi Cyclone Joker, and he comes with, like, Joker Extreme attachments and different arms, and it's all adorable, and I'm thinking about buying one. We'll have to see about how money is at the time.
You don't have money, ever.
Of course, the problem with that is that if I get the chibi art Cyclone Joker, then I want the Philip and Shotaro that they have on, exclusive right now.
Like you said, like, if you buy one, you have to make a commitment. And we don't know whether we're ready for this type of commitment right now.
Exactly.
So I think we should just see other figures, and it'll be okay.
Okay. Speaking of,
it's
land.
Not sure about the. I'm sorry.
You just ran a perfectly good segue.
I'm sorry. Okay, I was trying to make a sentence. This idiot interrupted me. I'm sorry.
Finish. Just trying to make a sentence.
Finish your damn sentence, then.
I was just trying to say it's why I can't commit to that Super Robot Chogokin Shinkano, because I can't make the kind of a commitment just yet. There.
So what? If you get Shinkano, you're gonna go buy Mazinger Z and shit.
No, like the...
Sun Vulcan.
No, faggot. Yeah, like, and then when they could put more of the robos out, because you know they are, then they're just gonna go, oh, Shinkano, and that's it.
They're gonna, like, go... all the Sentai robos from that line, though. I don't know whether
I cannot make...
I don't know whether I
cannot make that kind of commitment at this time.
I don't have room for all that.
If it was released as a...
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Like a PR Megazord or something, I'd probably get... I don't know if I'll get Sun Vulcan, but...
I think the only thing I would get with Live Man, because I like Live Man's NECA. I like that.
Live Man's
like,
awesome.
It is.
So, anyway, as I was saying before, I was really interrupted. Speaking of seeing
bitch.
Other figures, D-Arts were officially announced at the show.
Yosh.
For those of you not up to date on your Tamashii brands, D-Arts was expected to be a line of Digimon figures.
Yeah, like Digimon Arts, but nope.
However,
that makes too much sense.
Apparently it's Digital Arts because a Metabee from Metabots is coming out.
Which is awesome!
I'm excited. I love Metabots.
It is awesome. It is awesome. It is awesome.
So we know we're getting Digimon and Metabots out of the line. We'll see what else.
Here we got WarGreymon, Metal Garurumon, Omnimon, or Omegamon for you people that aren't cool. And then Metabots. Wait, no Metabots. Metabee, sorry.
Yeah.
And I find it funny that, once again, Omnimon won the poll, but they're making WarGreymon first. Not that I'm complaining, because I guess they're like, well, you have to have the two components to make it first. I'm like, this is true, so whatever. At least they're making it. I'm like, Shadow Moon. Just saying.
Shinken Red.
Yeah.
Shadow Moon, Shinken Red, Omnimon, all this stuff that was announced or got first and second, respectively. They're all like, oh, nope, we're going to make Nasuka and these Kivas and Hyper Kabuto and stuff, okay?
Yeah, like the Kivas and the other ones got knocked off the list at some point, so
yeah.
Whatevs.
So anyway, a couple Robot Damashis I wanted were announced too, but I won't talk about those since...
Good.
Okay, awkward silence, over. Now that's out of the way. Continue.
I don't know where I was going with this. Oh, I remember now. Because I looked at the thing.
Obatoki.
Also at the show were these basically stand display kind of things of...
That were pretty.
All of Double's final attacks.
Like, very pretty.
They were really, really, really pretty. I don't know whether they would ever get released.
Tsuki actually touched himself while looking at them.
But they were really damn pretty.
Yeah, I doubt they'll get released, though. It's kind of like those other things from that last show, like that Goku Kamehameha thing. And just to show it off.
Because, I mean, like, they had Piccolo with special beam cannon and stuff. And
yeah, like I don't know how they would go about releasing it either.
And, I mean, hell, at Tamashii Nation, or Features. I get these all confused. Tamashii Features, there was the that big double display with a bunch of accessories and like the whippy metal shaft and bullets and...
And then, nope.
So, if they come out, I'll probably get them. I don't know. We'll see how my displays go at the time, because, I mean, right now I have zero room for that. But if
also
I
see them, like the price.
Oh yeah, price is a determinant as well.
Like they're exclusive, 3,600 yen each. Well, no,
mostly,
thank you.
Speaking of things that are price determinant and I don't really care about, the Hard Turbulator and the Dash Booster are going to be December exclusives as well. But judging by their price, they were like 35 or something.
Mm.
So I mean, it's not going to be the full bike.
It's just a damn butt.
Be like a butt. And I mean, if I only have one bike, I don't want all these attachments for it. I'm not going to display half of a Hard Turbulator on my shelf, so.
Yeah, so it just kind of be redonkulous.
Yeah, so don't expect a review of that from me.
Unless you get bored after you get all the figure arts.
Yeah, you never know.
But you know that even if you don't buy it, you're gonna have like in saying like I'm not getting this, okay? And like 100 people are gonna go, dude, do a review for the Hard Turbulator thing. You can go buy it.
Like they didn't listen to you. Like, don't worry, I'm gonna do a review on Luna Trigger. Are you doing Luna Trigger? No.
No.
I'm quitting after Heat Metal.
No, you.
Damn, people are tards.
Okay. So, moving along to more Tamashii related crap. They're in October. They're having another show. This one being Tamashii Nations 2010. So let's take a look back. We've had Tamashii Features in February, I believe.
I remember that.
Tamashii Festival, which we just had in August. And now in October, we're having Tamashii Nations.
Tamashii needs to go die.
These, and then they're going to have Tamashii Universe in December.
Don't know how to stop.
They need to stop.
Apparently this weekend there was a Gundam Expo somewhere, too. So I don't know what it is with Japan and their toy festivals and toy shows
and their holidays and their breaks.
Like I think basically like a Japanese week is constructed of like a holiday, a toy show, like a movie coming out, a video game coming out, another holiday, another toy show, and then another holiday.
And then a tea break. That's why they take so many breaks. They're fucking exhausted. There's so much shit going on during the week. They're like, God, we gotta take 3 breaks in a row to make up for this.
So that's my theory at the moment. So anyway, that's October. And of course, more exclusives. The figure arts.
Son of a bitch.
Basically, the figure arts announced for the show are a set of 2 of Kuga Rising Dragon and Kuga Rising Pegasus.
So, yay, we get to complete Kuga. Nay, we have to buy more shit right now.
We're not really completing because we'll need Rising Titan.
I'm guessing that'll be like a regular exclusive or maybe the next Tamashii universe in December or something.
Probably. So we've had Rising Mighty as a Tamashii features exclusive. Rising Dragon and Rising Pegasus are going to be Tamashii Nation exclusives.
Well, and they'll probably get a re-release, just like the Joker, which is getting a re-release exactly 1 year from now.
Yeah.
So look forward to that.
For those of you awesome people that didn't pre-order Kamen Rider Joker, you can pre-order it from Tamashii Web in a year.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
August 2011, it will go up for pre-order on Tamashii Web, so mark
your
calendars, folks.
Mark your calendars, it's coming up soon.
I thought the wait for Rising Mighty's re-release was bad. This is like 10 times worse.
It is. It's like to all you people that didn't get Muhaha. To all you people that didn't beat out Okinawa's squad, Muhaha.
So now I have a listing for what? Okay. Oh, it's something that's not Tamashii related. Nifty.
You can't even remember what war is. I asked you what it is and you didn't answer me. So
okay, I'm tired of talking, so.
Well, you're the one that just opened what? I didn't open it. I'll do it.
I opened it.
Fine, you do that one. I'll do the
next one. I opened it. Okay. So, what we have, it's metals, but they don't really look exactly like metals. We don't know what they are. I don't even know exactly how to describe it. Like, it's this little silver plastic holder looking thing, and then like a little tiny metal inside of it.
And they make their own thing.
Yeah, and that whole apparatus, like, I don't know, like they connect together. I don't know. Do they fit in the O's driver? I can't even tell. All I know is that I don't know. We don't know what they are. It shows 10 varieties though. 11. Takatora Bata.
11's
that's
the O's
10.
Scanner.
Okay. 11 varieties. Weird mother.
This is a children's program. Damn it.
You're worse than Cyclone Trigger. Takatora Bata, Kamakiri Kuwagata, Lion, Cheetah, Sai Gorzo, and the Metal Scanner for all you little bastards out there.
Metal Scanner.
And
Muhaha. What the hell? Did you hit him with a coconut? That was a better beating than the broom, though.
Do these even come out of the little plastic things?
I can't tell because it looks like the thing next to it shows like an empty one.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, or think, not saying, thinking, I guess.
Man, I guess.
Like, it shows it empty, but like, I don't know. I don't know what these are, that's the problem. Like,
I don't either.
All it says up top is Deluxe Sound O's Driver.
I don't know. I don't really care.
I don't know if they do anything. Like,
they just sit there like logs.
I think they're just a very cheap O's Driver.
Yeah, for what bastards. O's Drivers for cheap bastards.
Like, it's not even like candy toy metals. It's just kind of like a flat-out cheap version of the O's Driver.
Like, they're like the engine souls here, how the Bandai made them here.
Kind of.
Just stick plastic inside of plastic and then have a blast.
Except it's still probably better.
This is true. The other one, they even had like a cheap sticker like here. Like they got it out of a vending machine and just stuck it on there.
That's how bad it was. Got a piece of plastic and have a blast.
Yeah, it is. It's like fun for all ages. No, it's not.
No, not really. So that's that going on. I don't know. Let's just move on because we have no idea what the fuck that
is. So some crazy Chinaman ran into the factory, and he's like, we got this one! And so he got a hose driver, and then he did a demo in the back of his restaurant where the kitchen activities were going on. So it's super noisy, but he got a hose driver, and he demoed it for us. We got, you know, the Henshin sounds. That's about all. Yeah, we can sort of hear it, and the reason we can hear it is because we already heard the noises before. And then we got two more sounds, which might be a final attack, maybe just an angry man. I'm not sure. And then he put the mantis metal in, and we can't really make out what that says. It almost appears as if it says Torah again. We're not sure. But yeah, it looks pretty, and the box is cool. But we need better audio and not done by a Chinese thief who works in a kitchen who's about to go make ratatouille. So, but yeah. Thoughts, I guess?
I want to see another video. Now, like, not saying that his video is terrible bad or anything, but...
It's the audio.
It sounded like the batteries weren't fresh. Because, like, I could hear Taka, Tora, Bata, and then it was kind of like... Tato, ba, tato.
Yeah, and, like, they did the final attack, it was like, Taka, Kira, Bata, and it was like, brah! Like, what? Did you just say brah?
So, like, I don't know if... Like, the audio in the drivers, or in the scanners, actually that bad, or whether he just wasn't using fresh batteries, or his camera sucks, or I don't know.
Also, like, you know, when he put the mantis metal in, it didn't say, like, I didn't have a little jingle, so I'm just gonna go ahead and assume that it's only gonna have jingles for the main forms, and everything else is gonna have a generic decayed noise after it. Because it was all, like, Taka, whatever in the middle, Bata, and then it was all, like, I swear to God, it was a decayed driver noise. So... Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, you could really see the chip inside the Torah metal.
It's all
yellow and there's this giant green square. I'm like, oh, look, gelatin. So, yeah.
I'm reserving all judgments until we see better reviews.
And even if we'll buy it no matter what. That demo will take like 25 minutes as opposed to the 2 minutes, but still, at least we'll get a better sense.
Well, it's because he'll do each sound like 6 times, so.
Quiet face.
Video games.
This is an unusual category for us.
Yeah, I can actually play this one, I think.
This one?
Well, they announced Climax Heroes O's, basically the third Climax Heroes game. We're getting one every year, pretty much. It's kind of like Naruto. Or Bleach, or any other famous.
Or Dragon Ball Z Budokai.
Shonen. Jump manga. Shonen.
Oh, Shonen.
Basically, it's going to be released for PSP and Wii, so I think I remember reading somewhere that the 1000 and 2000 series PSPs are region free.
Yes, I got
so
that.
So I could play it. If you have a 3000 series or Go, then you're pretty much fucked.
Yeah, if you put it in there, it'll just say no you, and then game over.
You'll have to mod it or whatever.
Yeah, I don't even know how the Go's gonna work. That was just a total half-ass idea.
Basically, final forms are now gonna be playable in the game. They weren't in the previous two installments, besides for final attacks, but you can actually punch the shit out of people in your final forms now.
Yosh.
So, all of the Heisei Riders... final forms were listed here in this list thingy, so...
The thing that bugs me, though, is that the final form they chose for Deno is not Liner Form, it's Super Climax.
Well, we've already established the fact that Super Climax Form is his new default Super Form.
Yeah, but they left Kuga's as Ultimate.
They don't know what they're doing. This is Bandai.
They don't. I think the other one's gonna be in it. I think this is what we've seen so far.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, it's being released November 25th. So, if you have a PSP that's capable of playing this, or a Wii that's capable of playing it, go ahead and pre-order. Have fun. Knock yourself out.
Yeah, do it.
I'll probably be getting the PSP one, so.
I'll see. I don't know what I'm doing. It seems like it'd be easier to play in the Gombride game, because it's just like punch, punch,
punch.
Yeah,
it's just kind of punch, punch, kick, kick. Yeah.
So maybe I'll yeah. You turn German.
I want the Wii version, but I'm not gonna mod my Wii, so
that sounds
I'm a natural kind of guy, so.
Yeah, I don't like to mod my Wii either.
I don't like using those suspicious,
I don't like enhancements.
Emails.
Yeah, they're like, do you want to increase the Wii size?
Speaking of, we get a lot of emails like that on in the spam filter on our RR account.
How dare you people?
Really?
Really?
Yeah, like the second I opened it, I started getting spam messages. I'm like, what the fuck?
I didn't know that. Anyway.
Anyway.
Next up, Tatoba.
We kind of did this in a really screwed up order.
But, yeah, I was thinking we could have mushed it together, but I didn't feel like.
But,
yeah, exactly. So next.
The sound that the O's driver makes was leaked multiple times now. But this is the first case from late last week. From the press conference they had. Was it, Kua Kiri?
It was lion, gorilla, whatever the legs were, because I wasn't looking
at it. Okay, it was lion, gorilla, yeah. Whatever. Whatever, I don't know. He went behind the ride vendor and it was like, Takatorabata, and then it did the shit that's in the video. So go watch
like,
the video.
It was like, Tatoba.
So apparently we get...
It's a preview for those summaries.
We get cool little jingles.
Cool, quote-unquote.
Some of them, I guess. Anyway, I don't know. I'll share my thoughts later. Someone else do it first.
Okay, I guess I'll go since I said what was I going to say? Okay, so, I don't know. I'm really mixed. Like, it's kind of silly because we kind of made fun of, like, when we were reading all the forums off when it first came out that it sounds like you're reading, like, you know, a nursery rhyme. But then it really is generally going to be a song. Like, I'm like, really? Were they listening to us again? First Red Nazca, now this? But I don't know. Like, the voice is okay. Like, when it's like, Taka, whatever, Tora, Bata. Like, that sounds okay. And, like, I don't know. I don't know if it'll have jingles for every form. I mean, I know, like I said with the toy, I think it'll have it for each of the main ones. I could see them maybe doing it for whatever forms they do in the show, but I don't think it'll be in the belt. But I just don't know. Like, I'm confused. I don't know whether I like it or don't. I'm just confused right now. Just like I said, always is like being on a period. Like, you don't know what to expect. I don't know. I want to take one of those pills to, you know, lessen the days of my period, but I might die. That's one of the side effects, so it's not even worth it.
I might die.
The side effect is like, it may lessen your period by 3 days, but you might die. Like, sorry.
I'm just going to wait it out and see what happens. I got used to it really quick. Like, I don't mind it. I'm skeptical about it. But it gets stuck in my head, so that's got to count for something.
It's catchy. It's just so silly.
Well, I mean, Oz is going to be silly.
It's true. He's got a fucking Fruit Loop roll-up, man.
It's not going to be, like, super Deno silly, I don't think. But Kobayashi, so it's going to be fairly silly at times.
Your mother! Hopefully this will allow us to learn the forms a little bit better. And
that's true.
Get the names and stuff.
Okay, that's
thanks,
a good way to
Captain
do it, I guess.
Drunkard.
Yeah, what the hell's going on over there? Put the corona down.
Nah, man, we're all good here.
Oh my god, the summaries are gonna be awesome. God. Face palm.
Crazy face.
Starmy.
Starmy? What does Starmy have to do with it? I don't know.
Okay, Captain Drunkard, you found this, so you take it.
Wait, what did I find?
The next story.
The
underneath Tatoba. Tatoba.
Alright, so the same person who apparently put out all kinds of information like about double finale and all this crap has given us some information about O's medals. And so what we have is five sets. We have Insect, and it says Got to Carry Bob. We know this. Cat, Ra Tora Ta. We know this. Weight Animal, or you know, Heavy Mammal, Saigor Zo. So, yeah, we knew all that already. Now here's where it gets – here's some new stuff here. It says Water, which we figured that would be Water, and it says Sauta. You're like, what the hell does that mean? So then, unfortunately for us, it explains it in what I believe is, like, top-to-bottom order. Well, yeah, it would have to be. I'm stupid. I'm, like, asleep. Same is the sa. It's the shark. U is for unagi, which is eel. And ta is for taco, for octopus. Which, I mean, we kind of figured because all his Kandroids is for crap he has metals for, and we saw Unagi and Taco, so we're like, hey, I bet those are water metals. And it's like, yay, it is. And then for Bird, we have Tajadoru, which is actually a couple. Indeed, it is. But it's a couple of different things than we saw. Originally, we had Hawk, Eagle, Crow. This changes to Hawk, which is as a Tataka, and then the Ja comes from Kujaku, which is Peacock, and then the Doru comes from Doru Doru, the Condor. So that would be his five. Then apparently there's also like a dinosaur group, which has as Pterosaurs, Triceratops, and Tyrannosaurus. The Triceratops would give the horns, the Pterosaur, the wings, and the Tyrannosaurus would give the tail, which that's got to be a hilarious looking combination right there. But yeah, so that gives us what's that? Six metal sets, at three metals. That's 18 metals. That's 216 forms.
That's 1 million truce.
Exactly. Hence the name of a previous podcast. However long ago that's been.
Two.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So yeah, I mean, I like it.
I like the ideas.
Yeah, me too.
Oh yeah,
that's the only one that freaks me out a little bit. Like that's another joke for that middle part being the unicorn. But this time it's a peacock, which is even funnier.
But I mean, I think it's all good. We knew there were gonna be water metals, and I was glad that we were right that it was Taco and Unagi as two of them. So that made me happy.
So this means we're gonna have 18 Kandroids.
No, shut your whore mouth.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Well, I mean, Tiger is a Kandroid, but it's for the bike, and it looks like poo. So not necessarily.
Well, if we do it, it'll be easy to store. Just get like a couple six packs. Like, that'd be hilarious. That would be awesome, actually. Like, just get like a bunch of beer packs and then put the Kandroids in it. It'd be totally like opposing ideas. Awesome. I'm gonna do that now. Thanks, guys.
Well, you see, you take the beer out of the pack in order to watch Ghost Ager, and then you can store your Kandroids with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a perfect system. Yes, I got the rest of my year planned. Perfect. So. Yeah, they sound just too bad Triceratops isn't a real dinosaur anymore, even though scientists are Targe and they could just rename this other dinosaur the Triceratops. Then everyone would be happy. Or they could just not be Targe and stop studying this stuff. I'm like, work on stuff is important.
Like Mugeum.
Yeah, I want to join Mugeum.
One thing I don't get is, like, that one Greed's face was clearly a manta ray.
Unless it was a shark. Because, look, Abyss is a shark.
Okay, well, I guess it could have been a shark. I don't know. It just kind of screamed manta ray to me.
It could have just been shark fins, like one on each side, like Abyss or something.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
I had to think of something
quick,
so. Yeah. So we're going to have Fi's head for the shark, and then.
Fi's is based off of a shark, guys.
I'm glad that there's no, what'd you call
underwear?
It? Yes. And also no legendary creatures, zombies. So far.
Zombies that's like are the coolest joke. Legendary creatures of all time.
My god. Unless that'll be like his Fang Joker, be zombie form. Which is kind of what Oz is already. Whatever. I can just if zombies with the face, I can only imagine a really weird. I could be like, look like mums with rider eyes. Epic. Apparently they watched Beetleborgs when they were coming out with legendary creatures.
Clearly. We all done here?
Man, I guess.
I mean, I guess, dude. What Ev's like, yo. Mm-hmm.
Okay. PR talk.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, that's the end of the show. Damn it. No. Datus, been over this.
After months and months of casting, that's actually quite abnormal. But we finally have our cast. At least our five Ranger cast for...
Shinken Ranger.
For the Shinken Ranger, Power Rangers, Samurai 2011, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
This raid is going to be called Power Rangers Shinkenger.
Probably. Power Rangers Samurai Sentai.
Yeah, Power Rangers Samurai Sentai Shinkenger.
Thank you. Wow. So, I'll just go ahead and go through these people real quick. Like, Alex Hartman is Reese
Witherspoon.
Okay.
Or Pieces.
I am gonna butcher this guy's name to hell and back. Najee De Tiege.
Najee De sounds like an O's form. Najee Da.
Anyway, I apologize to him because I have no idea how to pronounce this.
Apologize. So, he's probably a terrible actor. He's in Power Rangers.
He was cast as Baron. Hector David Jr. is cast as Parrot.
Parrot. Mexican mustard on Mowena. Weird if these people ever listen to this podcast.
Erica Fong was cast as Sadie.
She's Asian.
Thank you. I would have never guessed that someone with the last name Fong was Asian. Just saying.
I know someone.
Brittany Pirtle.
Shut up, you.
Is Ava Ava? Either or. Yellow, whatever yellow is. Steven Skyler is Wesley. We had a Wes already. What kind of...
Yeah, what are they talking about? And this guy's clearly Ganta.
Yeah, this guy is like basically what you get if you cross like Trent and
Ganta.
And Ganta.
Oh god, I just had a weird mental picture. No wonder he didn't go for Kiri. He was going for Genta. I don't go that way. I only like since human.
So anyway, I like the cast. I think they look decent.
Right.
Depend on how they act, really.
Like Red's alright, he's generic. Was Blue, is Blue the one he kinda looks like a fashion model? Like he's got that face.
I don't know. Green's picture looks like a fashion model.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Green's all like, hey.
Blue's all like herp-a-derp.
Yeah, so, and then
herp-a-derp.
Pink kind of looks like what Cassie's daughter might look like, and yellow's like, she's blonde.
Yellow reminds me of Carrie Underwood.
And then gold is Ganta, 2.0. So I just put a headband around him, and you're set. This is going to be Shink Andrew all over again.
They need boobies.
It's not time for that.
Was it? You were arguing on the chat the other day that the girls didn't have big enough boobs, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I mentioned a few minutes ago. No.
Who else would make that argument? Oh wait, Shark. That's right.
So.
Either way, it was me.
So they look okay. Right. I mean.
We'll see how they act. I'm not opposed to any of them yet, so I'm not opposed to the burger.
No, you're not. You were yesterday though. Well, we wanted 20 nuggets. And like 19, this is unacceptable, I'm still hungry. But yeah, it's funny because when this came out, I wasn't that excited. Like, I was during the figure art show, so I'm like, shh, figure arts. UPR cast,
hush,
like,
woman.
Shh, Dark Kiva.
Dark Kiva. Hush, woman, I'm watching Epic Mickey.
What could this possibly be about? I'm about to watch a trailer about a game called Epic Mickey.
What do you want, woman?
I bet it's epic.
Yeah. And the last little bit of PR tidbit.
tidbit.
I realize I say that a lot.
Yeah.
Classic. Tony Oliver is back and writing for the show, so.
That is a good or bad thing, depending how you look at it. It's good if you're like, oh, he's
good writing.
I know, but I'm just saying, look at MMPR.
Oh, God.
Just saying.
Did Tony do a lot of writing for MMPR?
Okay, here's from what I understand. From when I went to Morphicon last time, he said he wrote for seasons 1 and 2 and then he left.
Oh, shit.
That's what I heard. And he voiced Saba. That's what I remember. I think he left after season 2. That's what I remember. If like someone wants to correct me, but I think that's what happened.
Is that why Saba stopped talking?
Yeah, like they're like, oh, you got Falcon powers now, so it makes no sense to have a tiger sword, but it's still going to be on your belt. You'll just never use it.
For some reason, I thought it lasted longer than that. But.
I don't know. Like, look it up. Look it up. So we're on the internet, because I think that's what I remember him saying, because he was 1 and 2. Okay. So I'll just blabber while someone looks it up.
I'm looking it up.
But, if it is season 1 and 2, like, I guess it's cool to have someone that's, you know, an alumni, but at the same time, MMPR's plot is pretty much non-existent.
It has less story than DK.
The biggest, plot device is that Jason's hair doesn't move. And that Tommy's secretly a spy on the side. He's like, never be there.
And I've got Kirihiko butt on the mind.
Yes, reference. Well, checked enough. Got it. Okay.
And Chuki's thinking about Zonky Butt.
I hired Zonky Butt bumper stickers. Surprise.
We should get those made to give out at Ranger at MorphCon.
We should. We'll sign them.
Okay, that'll he was awesome. According to IMDb. He was.
Oh Jesus.
Well, I'm sorry.
He was soup.
He was supervising producer for MMPR. Season one, I guess. VR Troopers, Zio. Shit. He was a writer in MMPR. He wrote Day of the Dumpster and the Power Stealer, according to this. And then Zio again.
Enter. And then your mother.
I don't know.
So, like, basically, it depends on how you look at it. It depends on how you look at it.
So, it could be super awesome, or it could suck worse than Wheelchair's Girlfriend.
There we go.
Yeah, so that's about it.
I got and that joke in there, too.
That's about all. Just a huge ass shot of the Nincensor. That's all you need to know, because there was only a 10-minute limit. That's about all. Will you stop that? What is with these awkward silence faces? We have way more to talk about than
this. Okay, I'm on Wiki now. Okay, he has done voice work in various Power Rangers series, and has also written several episodes of Power Rangers between MMPR Season 1 and Power Rangers Turbo. He was also a supervising producer for the series Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, VR Troopers, and Masked Rider, as well as the co-producer for Power Rangers Zio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Still doesn't say much.
Oh, damn, he's the voice of the fourth Hokage in Naruto. That's neato. Anyway.
Coolio.
So if I have this burning sensation, should I get that checked out?
Does it burn when you pee?
You've had an erection for more than 4 hours, but I didn't take the medicine.
Well, it burns all the medicine, time.
You do not call. You could
it
just
burns if I don't pee.
Wow, how did we get to this? We're talking about Tony Oliver.
That's all for news, so I guess we'll just go ahead and go to double. I just kicked the Luna set box onto my foot.
Let's just get to Crime and Zacity.
Hit it.
Oh. All right, I'm not ready. I wasn't prepared. Hold on, I gotta get to it.
Prepare yourself.
Prepare you.
All right.
Prepare yourself.
No, you.
Detective you.
No, you.
Oh.
Fish.
Okay.
Fish. Damn, lady, you have a stick up your butt. Everyone else was so happy and laughing, and she's like, Gafelka fish!
Oh, that fell on me.
Why is everyone hurting themselves?
I'm trying. Ouch.
I hurt my knee getting out of the pool at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning? What the hell were you doing in the pool at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I was bored. It was last week.
So you got in the pool?
Fuck!
Oh my god, this has gone crazy! It's total lawlessness!
No, what? I was playing with the rubber band ball, and then it slipped out of my hand, and it hit Luna Metal, and then he just fell down the crevice.
And then he fell, and he exploded, and then
you better check his antennas.
Oh no.
We all have crippled, like, mine has a broken antenna, my Heat Metal. His Luna, like, has a dislocated shoulder that he never reset.
I don't know how to reset it.
You go, this is going to hurt a little bit. 1, 2, 3, and then it falls back, and you're all, aw, and then you just put it back in the box.
All right.
You go, this will tickle a bit.
This is live operation rescue.
Operation. You touched it wrong. Get those tweezers.
This is a mix of light speed rescue and...
Don't say it. You on. Say it, I will boot you from the call.
Come on, Luna Metal. You can't.
Is he okay?
The Luna Metal is too thin for my grabber to pick up.
Damn, he needs to get some meat on his bones. Chad, he needs some fragile. Well, this is interesting. People are just listening to you pick up shit.
This really shouldn't be that hard.
That's what she said.
Yep.
Damn it.
Toy up, you hoe. These hands are not for holding a weapon. They're for holding a hoe.
Oh, God.
Okay, what the hell?
We need to get to crime in Za City.
Not until I rescue Luna
Metal.
Oh,
my God. Now someone's powering
down. No, Luna Metal. Don't... Damn it.
Luna Metal's antennas are going to be both broken off. He's going to be bald.
This is funny.
Funny. Should be a funny memory. No.
He's okay.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did we find him? Did we rescue him from the daycare? Bastard.
No, I'm still trying to pick him up, but he's okay. I'm about to just ditch this whole pickup arm and just go from the underside of the desk. Damn it.
Oh, people are just going to listen to this. Just you saying, damn it. Like, what's his name over here preparing?
Start the episode.
I thought we were waiting for you, so I didn't do anything.
You said this is a live unboxing, so that's why he didn't do anything.
This is taking too long. Yeah, I'm just going to
okay.
I'm going to go the underside route.
He's going to get it from underneath. Okay, so.
He's going down on it.
This grabber isn't effective anymore.
So we're doing double episode 45. So Kurudewa coming like that. Double.
Insert coffee here. Thank you.
And so we had the old people and stuff happening, and we find out that Shroud's really Sonozaki Fumine is, you know, Raito's mommy. Other stuff too, we found out. You know, just things like that. And she's like, no, go Cyclone Axel Extreme. And they're like, no, you. And so, I mean, that's all really, you know, going on. And so it starts off, and we see Futo Towers being rebuilt. So insert movie events before this episode.
Which you can't summarize because you can't see it, can't read it.
Exactly. And so Show Tower.
It sounds pretty epic.
I did, too. It sounds, like, freaking amazing. Like, oh, wow. It sounds much better than Epic on the movie.
Like, that's really that hard.
Or better than Epic on Then Move. So.
Move.
Luna Metal has been recovered.
Yes.
Yay.
Take her to the Pokemon Center, quick. Oh, good. We hope to see you again.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you...
It's a horrible thing to say at a hospital.
You're hoping my Pokemon get injured again. Alright, save the distractions for Ghost Sager.
Okay.
So Shotaro's outside watching this and he's all talking. And then you just hear this chick's voice come up. And he's like, city boy. And, you know, get out of my way. I got business to take care of. And you're like, wait, that voice sounds familiar. And he's like, ah, you're my customer. And she's like, you're a detective? And she turns around and you're like, it's Melee from the Gekirenja! Yay!
Happy and face.
She, like, gets her Indiana Jones bullwhip, like, drags him upstairs with it. And it's awesomeness. Like, it's like, yay, it's Melee, and she's all awesome. And she looks the same, except without the giant green chameleon tails on her head. And she talks the same. And then she's like, I'm a curator at a museum and stuff. And it's so funny because then she goes all like cutesy voice, just like when she's all Leo-sama, Leo-sama.
She's the exact same character.
Yeah, because you're pretty much. She's like, I want you to help my benefactor. And they're like, oh, now? And they're like, yeah, do you know that guy who heads the museum? He lost something at the excavation site and we need you to help find it. We need your help. And so we're back at museum, and Regis Philbin's talking into the man in Waito, and he's like, yes, I need something for that special day. And it's like, you need a wedding dress? And it's like, no, not that special day. Ibir Teru. And so we don't know what Evil Tail is. We just know he needs it for the special day. And so Shotaro's going to accept the case and go find it. And Akiko's like, what?
Just like usual.
Pretty much. She's just being all dolphin face. And,
her translator is broken.
Yeah, so Shotaro's all like, arg, it's fate. And,
arg? Is he a pirate? What the hell happened to him?
He's like, it's time to learn the secret of Philip's father. You know, because we know the secrets of Philip's mother.
Darth Vader.
Yep, and then they go all the PX climbing the city.
Never gets old.
We get some movie, the same movie, you know, things as before, just teasing us that we can't see it. And then it's all taboo to the sky, say.
Holy shit.
What?
Not to totally derail this, but Luna Metal successfully killed a spider.
Are you serious? Is there a dead spider on the end of it?
Yes.
That is epic.
That is awesome.
Did it use its shaft?
Yeah, I guess so. It was on his back.
That's epic.
The shaft's on his back and he fell backwards.
I just love that sentence.
He clearly landed on this poor spider.
I love that sentence.
You're not
Luna Metal successfully killed a spider.
Oh, anyway, continue. I just thought I'd share.
Okay, so Dobby X Climb and ZCT. Yes, and so we're back at the Sonozaki Mansion, and what we see is Regis Philbin, and he calls Miku, and he's holding a spoon. He waves the spoon and is like, "Mick, be quiet," and he gives him a special meal, and he's like, "Once you're done eating, I need you to go find E-Bill Tail," and it's like, "Kay," and Wakana comes out and he's like, "Oh, I feel like I'm the father of the bride or whatever," and she's like, "That's just stupid," and you're king of Mugeum, and think of the Earth as our son-in-law, and it's like, that's just weird because the last one got killed by a crazy bitch, and
the Earth is gonna get killed by Psycho.
Ironic that her name is Psycho yet again.
Yep. So, and then we get some voiceover by Shocharo saying about this excavation site. And Sonozaki Ryubei found some relics there and some fossils. And then he bought up all the land and built a mansion on it. And they're, like, spelunking down into it. And Akiko comes down and, like, drops on a Shotaro and they both fall to the ground. And you're like, damn, why is she here? She's like, I have special senses. And they're like, we got to find this thing. And she's like, I know what will find it. Dousinga slippers. And it's like a thousand machine made up for...
Seriously, I wanted to slug her in the face.
It was so
It's not her fault her translator's broken. What's her problem? Her translator is broken.
She's not a chief, she's a termite. And
she's a termite in her Dalmatian.
So we see Philippu. Shotaro makes a comment about how if it wasn't about museum, Philip could have found this thing in, like, a lot faster. And so we see Philip in the bookshelves, and it's all, like, red. And he's like, damn it, I can't read anything related to Mugeum. And then it goes all normal again. And then, like, a bunch of, like, several books just appear. And it's the books relating to Mugeum. And he's, like, really all confused, like. And one says Gaia Memories. One says Door Pants. And one says that he looks at says Sonozaki Raito. And he's like, ah, this book's all about me. And he's like, but I can't read it. Falls out of bookcase. And he's all like, ah, oh, I'm a little scared girl. I can't read about myself. And then you see Wakana on the bookshelf. She's like, come on, now, really? I went to the trouble of taking off the security so you could read your book. What is wrong with you? So back at the site, they're looking around. And Akiko's like, ah, oh, I found something. If there's something buried, these slippers will part. And you're like, please stop. Please stop. And then they find it. They dig this out, and it's a box. And in big letters on the top of the box, it says Evil Tail.
That's not obvious at all.
Like, it's the funniest thing I think I've seen, like, in forever. And just in giant English letters, Evil Tail. And it's like, really? I wonder if this is it.
Probably not.
And then in comes Smilodon. And so... Philip's like debating, like, oh, I should have read that book, Berg. I can know about my family. And it's like, okay, dude, seriously, like, pull it together. We need to go fight. And so they're like, okay, let's do this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, like, They're like, run, Akiko, we're going to hold Smilodon here, and he chases after him anyway, and he grabs the box to get the box back. They're fighting. It's happy fun time, sort of. I mean, they're getting beat. And then in runs Extreme, and then they're all...
They're looking for their stuff.
They go extreme, and then they go Prism Bicker, and they start smacking them. And they're like, ah, the dopant is Smilodon. I've read his entire book. And it's like, okay. And so they get him, and they hit him, and Phillip's like, whoa, his reaction time is faster than I calculated. And you're like, what? That's just weird. And then Terror shows up, and he's like, brah, you found it for me, brah. And it's like, yay. And Melee's all like, is that the director? Whoa. And he's all like, this is needed for our Gaia Impact. And they're like, Gaia Impacto? Eh? And
and then Reeves are all, weeaboo much?
Yeah. So they jump out of there with epic jump powers. And we cut to Psycho and the Man in White Toe. And he's like, do you know what Gaia Impact is? And she's like, no. He's like, well, Mujim's about to act. And he's cleared out the mansion. It's just him and Wakana. And basically, it's about to hit the fan. And she's like, no. No, I like that fan. Don't dirty it. And he's like, don't be reckless. I love you too much to see anything happen to you. But he's so emotionless when he says it. It's hilarious.
It is. He's just kind of like, I love you too much for anything bad to happen to you. He's like Microsoft Sam, except as a person.
And So then we see... Back at the detective agency, Terrorwee decided to show up. I guess it was he got done leaving his lover in bed, and they're like, Gaia Impact, this must be the organization's final project. I'm like, oh great, you just figured that out, buddy. That's why it's episode 45. And they're like, and this box is needed for it. And it's like, we figured that out too. Like, please stop being slow. And the box is locked, and they want to open it. And she's like, no, this could be important. And we got to leave it safe, because they're like, look, this Ryubei guy, he's evil. He's Regis Philbin. He distributes guy memories. He'd sacrifice his own family. And they're like, oh, sorry, dude. Didn't want to talk about your dad that way. And he's like, no, it's K. If I'd read that book, and like, what? He's like, I'm able to read it now. Book about myself. But I couldn't do it, because I was a scary little girl. And Phillip's like, and Shotaro's like, it's K.
It's K, I'm happy face.
Yeah, and then they turn around and they're like, she's gone. And she's left. And it's like, damn it. And Phillip's like, I will Terrorwee and Shotaro chase her. And Phillip's like, this is no time to be scared. I'm going to do it. I'm going to read my book. I'm going to be a man.
Because real men read books.
Yep. So back at Mujim.
And eat burritos.
Yep. Melee goes up to Regis Philbin and is like, I need to ask you something. He's like, are you? And he's like, look at this, Todoroki-kun. Her name is Todoroki, which is hilarious to me. And he's like, there's a countless species that's gone extinct. And if humanity continues this way, it will be extinct too. And it's like, okay, that's a little creepy. And then he's like, however, humanity's dream to eternally survive on Earth is finally coming true. Yes, I'm just reading the subs at this point. It's important exposition. And he's like, we must become one with the earth. And you're like, oh god, this sounds terrible. I don't know what to do. And she's all kind of frightened. And he's like, you know, now give me that evil tail. And you're like, no. Yeah. And so, yeah. And so in runs Shotaro and Terrorwee. And he's like, ah, Hidari Shotaro-kun. And, oh yes, you're Shroud's puppet, aren't you? And he's like, you're a whore. And he's like, no horse but with a W. And he's like, I won't let you do what you want. We're going to wipe the city's tears away. And it's like, please stop. And then Regis's eyes glow purple. And Shotaro, like, gets all scared and shaking. And he's like, what's the matter, dude? You're okay. He's like, I don't know. I just started shaking. I don't know. I'm scared. I saw all those exclusives. And I thought about the prices. And I went, oh, God. And now two rising forms of Kuga. Oh. What am I going to do? Gaia memory box and Kivas. And I'm scared.
Not even the bunker works.
I need to put a turtle on my head. And so he's like, after you found out I was head of Mujim, you didn't come after us. Mwah. And it's like, yeah. And he's like, that's because just by looking at me makes you so fearful you can't come near this mansion. And it's like,
are you Bandai?
So like, Terror's ability is to amplify others' fear, It's like, yup, by releasing more exclusives. Yeah. No. So then he's like, Miku. And then it cuts, you see like a Smilodon skeleton, and then in comes Smilodon Dopanto, and it runs over after Melee, and then Terrorway goes all... Yeah, well, I haven't done props in a while, so I figured I'd just go all out with it. So he's like, ah, from the moment you saw me, all was lost for you. And Shotaro just collapses to the ground and is like, ah, I'm scared.
So many exclusives.
I know, right? Like, weather and those bike parts. We don't care about those. And then, ah, oh, man, like, there's Eternal.
The arts.
Like, ah, oh, I don't know what to do anymore, man. I don't have the money or the space or the boxes.
The Eternal.
I accidentally showed my eye, and now they can sketch my face.
Oh, that's great.
So we see Philip, and he's reading his book, and apparently his book is at the top of the book. It says Syriac language and literature. I don't know what that means, but it says that he's the oldest son of the Senozaki family, father Ryube, mother Fumine. The eldest daughter was Psycho, was 13. Second daughter Wakana was 4. And at 3, he got his father gave him a British short-haired cat who Raito named Miku. And at 5, with his father, they found a point that connects to the Earth's will. That's just creepy. They called it the Fountain and set up a science lab there. And a month later, Raito fell in the hole.
Quote unquote fell. He jumped. We saw it.
Yeah, and so he's all like, "I fell." And you see, and like little kid Raito falls into the hole. Just his whole body goes right down the hole. Like, apparently, yeah,
right into the tiny hole.
No, it's not tiny. It's wheelchair's girlfriend, so the hole's pretty big. And that's how he got his whole body.
Yeah,
in
since
it.
It's non-existent, so it's just a big, vast, empty space.
And then
chokes on steak.
So now he's over there choking on. He's choking on Tetsuo Karata's meat, remember? He wanted to put it in his mouth.
Oh my god.
As true as this is.
So anyway, we're back at the fountain, and Smilodon's chasing Melee, and Axel comes up, and they're fighting. So Axel's all, oh god, I'm losing. I need to do something. So he goes all. And so they start fighting, and you see, like, Shotaro, he's all stumbling, and Philip's all, oh, this can't be, it can't be, and Akiko wakes him up, and he starts, like, doing the Home Alone scream, or, like, the Data scream, like, ah!
Which is great. He saw Akiko, he screamed and ran out.
Yeah. So
the translator is broken, and he's like, ah, it's Akiko, and then runs. Oh, that's fabulous.
And it's amazing. Smilodon is faster than Trial. Trial's getting, like, butt-raped by Smilodon. Which is funny when you go, it's a cat, and it's beating up on Terui. And, like, Shotaro comes in, and he's just looking at him and watching Terui get his butt kicked, and it's hilarious. And then Philip comes up, and he's like, Shotaro, Shotaro, I'm... And then Shotaro's like, Terui. And he's like, whoo. He's like, Shotaro, you gotta transform, dude. What's up? Like, and he keeps shaking him, and finally...
You got to de-untransform. What are you doing?
God, I hate you. And Shotaro's like, wait, what? What's going on? Ikuze, Philippu. So then they go all... where'd they put them?
Oh, they couldn't find them. They're like, damn, I knew I put it in this pocket. Damn it.
This is what... Oh, here they are. They're still in the driver. And so Philip's all, what can we do? We're getting beat. So he's like, I know what to do. And then he goes all, Metaru! Yep.
And he can't put it in the driver. There we go.
Yay. And they pull out his long shaft. And he's like, ah, see, I thought it was a person using the memory. But you see, it's not a person. So he takes his big shaft and he waves it just like Reed just did at the beginning of the episode. And he's like, Meek, be quiet. And so then, like, Smilodon just sits down waiting for food. Like, it's so funny. And then he goes, fuck. And if, for those of you... Yeah.
You know, it doesn't.
And then he went... And he went metal, stag breaka, and it broke, and like metal, and then like stag horn just like pop out and like squeeze the driver and like break Meek's driver and his Smilodon memory. And now he's a little cute kitty again. And Terui's like, it was a cat. Oh, it was a cat.
Face palm.
They got beat up by a cat. And so they de-untransform again. And Philip's like, that pose he did is for when he gets his special meal. He's my cat. I love him. He's fluffy. It's so fluffy! And he's like, it's Kay. You won't be a dopant anymore. Regis Philbin can't hurt you like he did Kathy Lee Gifford. And then,
what's that fish's name?
And then like, Shoto was like, Philip, you read the book? And he's like, yeah. About that, I know everything. It says I'm... And then in comes Terror. Congratulations, Lito. You know your mission. And it's like, I don't know what the mission is. Please tell me. And he's like, with the evil tail and you combined together, I can make the Gaia impact I've been waiting for. And he's like, I don't wanna. He's like, I don't care. He's like, come on, transform. And Shiratora's like, I'm shaking again. I'm scared, little girl. And, So he's like, ah, he's just done. He sucks at life. He can't face me. So, like, Terui gets his engine memory and shoots jets at him. And he's like, hey, buddy, over here. That's a little terrifying thing you do to people. That's not going to work on me. I ain't going to fall for it. And he's like, ah, yes, you have that ability, don't you? It's like, well, fortunately for me, Terror isn't just a dopant with a mental attack. I can do this with my cape. He, like, covers himself up like he's going to go changing or something. And the four circles on his headdress, they glow. And then, like, this giant dragon appears. And it's like, oh, that's what Regis did to Kathy Lee. He turned her into his headdress. It all makes sense now. And it comes out and it starts attacking Terui. And it grabs him in his mouth and it's just squeezing away. And that's right. It takes Terui into his mouth and starts squeezing. And he's in pain. And anyway, so now, like, Terror's all like, I'm going to get you. You're done for. Mwahaha. And then, like, there's Melee, and Wakana grabs her and is like, oh, look, Father, I found this chick. And he's like, oh, e bit of Taylor, which is just funny. I don't know. I just like saying it. And she's all like, Raita, come with me. And it's like, I keep telling you, you're my sister. That's weird. She's like, I know you read the book. He's like, no, it's a lie. It's a lie. Wah! And he's like, Tara's like, no, it's not a lie. You're dead.
And you're all dead face. And he's like,
it happened 12 years ago. And it cuts to flashback, and you see them there, and you see, like, Philip, and he's like leaning over the hole. He jumps in. And they're like, Raito,
I told you. He fell down the guy memory rabbit hole.
Yeah, and he kept buying them, and he kept buying candy toys, and he kept buying gachapons, and then he bought the exclusive set of, like, a billion memories, and then he was twitching. And then, like, you see the giant green light, like the extreme light, and it shoots up, and then you see Regis Philbin with his little miner's hat on, and then he gets all evil face.
Miner's not minus.
And he's like, dude, what's up, Philip? Philip, and he's like, arg, I guess I'm dead face. And, yeah, and that's how it ends, is him just going, I'm apparently dead.
I guess I'm dead face. Dun, 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 dun. And then it ends.
Do, 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 do. And, so yeah, I mean, it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. We got a lot more information. We found out Philip's a dead guy. You know, been dead this whole time.
He's a zombie. He's going to be an O's, is one of the medals.
Yeah, he's going to be one of the special medals. I mean, I liked it. I liked seeing Mick turn into a little kitty again. And like, yay, the kitty cat is safe.
Kitty face.
Yeah.
Hello, kitty charm face.
What else? It was funny watching Ryu get beat up by a cat. It's good to see Melee again. She's fun. I like her.
Me too.
Yeah. Terror Dragon was kind of cool. So I'm just going to hand this off to you guys and you can give your opinions.
Who wants to go first?
Not like anyone cares.
Fine.
Holy crap. I know I say that like at the end of every double episode, but this was fantastic. Like,
if you thought this was good, wait till next week.
I can't say that because we didn't watch next week
yet.
Yeah,
we decided they decided to wait till tomorrow.
Okay, I lied a little bit. I watched part 3 raw, but anyway.
Watched it raw and uncensored.
Uncut.
Seen like never before. Uncut. Digitally remastered.
Dopant's gone action. Wild.
So I don't really know everything that happens next week.
Why the hell would you watch part 3 raw? What? Was there something happen?
I wanted to see how it ended.
Okay, whatever.
But, like, anyway, I don't know. I've watched everything except Kuga and Agito, and I don't particularly remember anything, like, as impactful as the past couple double episodes have been.
You mean, like, impactful to the show overall, like, in comparison to other shows?
That, like, impactful to the storyline, for one thing. And then, like, impactful is just, like, you watch it and you're just like, holy crap, it's almost over. Everything is
not winding down.
Dino terms, but everything like
it's coming to a climax
and it's just we're at our breaking point and I'm trying I don't want to use sexual terms for this.
Everything's climaxing and
basically
it's getting really dirty.
We're inching towards the falling action and
something about the neo orgasm, I don't know.
I mean, there wasn't as much, like, well, I guess there was comedy bits in the beginning with the whole dowsing slippers and shit. But, like, I don't know. It was just continuous double awesomeness.
What's funny is that whole thing is, once again, another one of those things that, like, Ghost Sager would just superly piss us off. But it's like, oh, it's okay. It's double.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That still really pissed me off. But it's a Kiko, so I'm kind of used to it.
Yeah, it's like
her translator's broken.
She's a termite.
Yeah, she's just a termite. She's the size of a termite.
And she looks like a termite with her clothes off, which is scary.
Just had this mental picture again.
Not a picture you want in your brain, trust me.
I got that and Trent and Genta floating around in there. I don't know what to do.
They make a baby and it's Deluxe Jesus.
Oh my god.
I guess I wasn't expecting Philip to be dead. Like, I knew he was weird, but
yeah, I didn't know he was dead either. Like, okay, you put him in your pool and you cloned him? Is that what happened?
Yeah,
I thought so. You go put some clone in the pool. Like, it. Like, I'll give my thoughts before you guys go on with the theory thing. Anyway, like I said, it's fantastic, and I have nothing to compare it to for next week, so I can say that now.
Yep. Not,
yeah, it was fantastic. Everything's just really great. I mean, I think that in comparison to other writer series, I'll say this about it, is that everything is so much better planned with the series. Like, it seems like this is where they're pretty much going, and you know, all along, it's not kind of like, you know, oh, you're going to become a doctor at the end. What? Like, it's all planned nicely, and I don't know, it's just such a great series. Like, how it they is. Managed to keep, like, episodicness of, you know, different cases, and then also wind it all into a giant plot of awesome. I think I mentioned this last week, because I probably jumped the gun, but why the hell can Terry use his dopant powers before he dopants? Because, like, he looked at
Shotaro.
Yeah. And he's all like, oh, scared face. Like, he didn't even dopant yet. Like, how can he do that? No,
he didn't even door pants.
Yeah, like, no, I've never, that I remember, none of the other dopants have been able to access their powers without actually transforming. Is he just that cool? Or they just forget?
He's just that cool of a guy.
Either that or just you scare
stuff. It's just filled it.
It's true. But that was interesting. I, like I said, loved seeing Axel getting beat up by a cat and realizing it. And
it
also,
was so great.
Yeah, he
just
was like
the
cat.
Lieutenant was a cat. He rolled over and like facepalmed.
Yeah, like he's like fantastic. He just gave up. And I also like that they use Cyclone Metal, because I think we talked about it last week how that it's winding down, so they're just using Extreme. And I'm glad that they didn't have to use Extreme as a solution all the time.
Yep.
So they could have
easily had Philip go there instead of resorting to using Extreme as a let's get Philip to this place.
Yeah, so it was nice. It was really nice to see it. And yeah, I didn't expect him to be dead either. But I guess that explains why he doesn't have his memory.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see the explanation of how he's cloned. Is he cloned? Or, like, he exists. I mean, what is he? Is he a clone? Is he a reincarnation? Not reincarnation. Like, is he brought back to life? What is it?
He's a zombie.
I don't know.
There's not Datus.
See, I don't remember what I was saying in relation to this, but I was wondering whether the same thing was done to Wakana. Whether, like,
they just killed her?
They cloned her, whatever. Like, maybe he pushed her into the pool and then they cloned her because now she's, like, you know, easily bent to his will. And now she can go extreme. So I was just wondering if the same thing happened.
I guess it could have.
Because I would just
I will probably find out.
Well, yeah, I was just thinking that's one theory if they never show us what happened.
I don't know. Okay, so little Philip falls into the fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow he's back. And he has all of the memories of the Earth. So I can buy the fact that Regis Philbin chucked Wakana into the fountain.
Yeah, like, that would make sense. And then she's all personality change.
Yeah,
like, I don't know, maybe...
psychopath.
Here's a tiny theory. Like, maybe because when Philip goes in, he loses his memory. So maybe, like, Wakana lost her memory too, but, like, if she's Data, then Regis, like, uploaded memories so that she can be easily, you know, controlled.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Philip still has some memories.
Well...
Because he remembered, memories. Like, the whole thing on the beach and stuff.
That's true.
In the money arc.
Also, like, maybe... I don't know, maybe, I guess I'm gonna say a figure of speech that he's dead, but, like, you know, he falls in and maybe he, like, you know, merged with the Earth or whatever, and then they, like, downloaded him? They're, like, that's what the whole apparatus was?
I think the fountain probably brought him back.
Well, yeah, like, well, see, what I was thinking is, like, he merged with it and he was, like, a giant pool of Philip and Earth, and then, like, begins night building machines or whatever, like, they downloaded him from the internet or whatever.
Well, like, I guess he became the chosen child because that's how they referred to him. Like, it was like the chosen child, and they took him from Fumine, and she's like, no! And he's like, yes, I burn your face. Now you are shroud. Mwahaha.
But, I mean, I guess so, we'll find out.
I mean, maybe falling into the well made him, like, the chosen one.
Maybe
he became Anakin Skywalker.
Maybe he's really Anakin's son, and Luke is really Sonozaki's family son. They got switched at birth. That's probably what happened. You can tell by the resemblance. Anakin and Philip have very similar hair.
Yep.
Okay.
But I guess we'll find out. We're going to find out tomorrow. I'm guessing. Or parts of it. I don't know. But it gives us a lot to think about.
Happy face.
But, yeah, yep. it was real good. Things are getting good.
Yep.
Oh, I just can't wait.
Yep.
Yep.
No, you...
Whoop.
Oh my god!
So, Whoop. God, calm down.
Sorry. I didn't
Jesus.
Say
You're touching me.
Fuck.
Me.
Oh. I think we're all tired, so, you know, before we get the ghost agent,
like,
just take
Yeah, that was so epic. We need a nap after that double before we can do ghost agent, because I know I can't handle it, and...
We're just all saying yep, so...
I know I certainly can't. Like, I'm dead.
Epico nap time.
Alright, so as comfortable as that nap was...
As nice as the nap time music was.
Yeah, it was comfortable and soothing. It made me want to just sleep and forget all about this fucking show. I mean...
Ghost Sager.
Let's summarize Ghost Sager.
And the big wet stain that Suki left in the bed next to all of us.
I'm sorry it happens.
Oh my god.
Can't help it.
What happens when you dream of Kirihiko Butt and Zonky Butt?
You're just stalling. Get on with the summary.
You're right, I'm stalling. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do it. I don't. Let's go Sager. Okay, so. Let's see. That's very appropriate.
Someone's still sleepy.
So we're on 24. What happened last time? Oh yeah, we had beach
Jinzo
fun
7.
And stupidness and
the Omega 13, Mathazar, Saris.
Indeed. So we start off with Bladeran looking for the source of that voice he heard at the end of the last episode, and he blasts something open and sees this dragon head sword thing.
The voice he heard was all the people masturbating to Ariane Monet.
Yeah, all three of them.
All three of the people without eyes.
They couldn't see the big ears and her using them to fly away. And so he's like, blah, 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 I'm Braydrad, I'm stupid. And then...
sounds like Regis Philbin from the last episode of Double.
Yeah, they have similar similar managers.
Similar dialects.
Yeah. So then we see Datus back at the place. And he's like, I detect you, Maju, Berg. Let's go, guys.
Berg?
Berg.
Berg.
And they start running and all at the stops. And they're like, whoop. He's like, I sense ghost ape power. My spidey sense is tingling. You're like, no, it's something else tingling.
My retard sense is tingling.
They're like,
no, that's just.
They're like, but it's not ghost ape knights. It has a wild aura to it. I don't even know what a wild aura means. All I know is that it segues into dun 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 dun. I still do hoshi wo. One more do, I hope this show gets better, although it probably won't because it sucks.
Thank you.
That was totally terrible, but oh well.
As long as you know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe. So they run in and they've already transformed, which is great because we don't have to look at their faces for the moment. And they see like a giant, you're my Jew. And it looked kind of like Spider-Fangire, but not. Because Spider-Fangire had, like, a hand puppet and was all goofy. This dude just a stupid. And they're like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you already giant? Did you, like, miss the memo? You come down here. You fight us a while. You beat us. Kosei Knight comes in. He saves us. We learn nothing. Somehow we still beat you. And then you get big, then we call the machines, then we beat you again. This is how this works. You already are jumping the gun. What is wrong here?
How do you jump in the gun?
And he's like, I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing, big. Brah, I'm stupid. I'm a big spider guy. And so they, like, form Ghost Aid Great, and they go fighting, and they're like, And they're like, I don't think that hit him. And he, like, falls to the ground, and he's like, oh, gosh, that hurt. They're like, wait, that didn't hit. He's like, no, it did, really. They're like, no, it didn't. And so they do it again. And like, he keeps doing this crap. And they're like, he's like, oh, that was a good one. You got me. And they're like, that didn't hit you. He's like, no, dude, it did have a bump right here. See? And they're like, dude, no.
I'm pretty sure that the Yumaju just want to get the episode over. Like, they only want Ghost Age the last 3 minutes. They're like, you know what? Let's end this now. Kill me.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, well, this isn't working. So he blasts out some fog and is like, revived army, come in. And it's like four of his You're My Jews that he like that they've already beaten. And we got the mummy, we got Jumpluff, we got the snake, and we got Lapras. And it's like, no, Jumpluff sucks. And I don't want to get lost in the Orange Islands again and derail it with another discussion about how cool Scyther is and why everyone remembers Pinkin Island. And he's like, their grudges make them stronger or some crap like that. And so they try to victory charge, but it goes right through them, and they just keep coming.
That sounds naughty. Victory charge right through them, and they keep coming.
Yeah, I mean, they're just that angry. They just can't stop. They just keep coming.
Don't stop.
And then all of a sudden, like, Ghostly Knight bursts in, starts blasting the main bad guy, the little spider dude. And he's like, they're like, wait, why are you Ghostly Knight and Giant? He's like, really? Come on now. Don't be this stupid. Do not be, like, don't be that guy that comes in and just all dumb. And they're like, look, what you're looking at is a mirage. This is all fake. They're like, wait, really?
Just like the plot of the show.
They're like, your whole life's been a delusion.
You're now going to get smallpox.
The vaccine has worn off. Sorry, people. They're like, oh, man. And they're swinging their sword, and their sword's just going right through the little images.
And they're like, and, oh, it's just like Wheelchair's girlfriend. They don't exist.
I know. But for some reason, when you place a cucumber on the couch where she's sitting, you come back 2 weeks later, and there's a pickle. I don't understand. Okay. Nobody got the joke. Okay.
I got it.
Okay, moving along then. So we see Ghostly Knight in that same forest where Bladran was fighting the spider dude, and he's just like being all totally like badass Ghostly Knight because that's what he does. And in comes the stupids, and they're like, "What's up, dude?" And he's like, "Stop it."
What's up, dude?
He's like,
"What is up, dude?" And he's like, "Oh my god."
He's like, "They're probably after."
Thank you.
I realize it's more interesting than what we're talking about, but try to stay focused.
Sorry.
That's for after hours.
Yeah. Like, they're probably searching for Aubrey Header, and they're like, "Aubrey Header, is that what my stupid sense is showing me?" And then Dumbo's like, "Yay, we get more comrades!" It's like, "Stop it." He's like, "All right, look, I'm going to fight this guy. You go find that header thing and, you know, get it before they do. This guy sucks." He's like, they're like, "Okay." So then they run into Blade Ran and they fight him, but like, it seems a little bit too easy. Like, they just kind of like smack him around, and it's like, he shouldn't be that easy to beat. But they go in and you see like they walk through like this force field type thing, and there's the dragon head sword, and Alata pulls the sword from the stone and becomes King of England. Wait, no, that's a cool guy. Never mind. He pulls it out, and it, like, its eyes glow, and it goes crazy and, like, flies through the air. And then Blade Ran shoots out a light whip and grabs it, and is like, "Ah, it's mine now. Ha, 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 ha. You undid the seal, and now it's my power, because that seal was put by the ancient Ghost Say Angels, and
they were just as competent as you."
Yeah. And they're like, "Oh, man, it was a trap. God damn it. These guys suck.
It's a trap.
It's a trap." So they're like, "Hey, give it back. We saw it first." He's like, "No." And he makes a big slice, and the fire of them just go flying, and they're like, "Ah, that hurt. Wah, we suck at life." And so he just keeps blasting them, and I keep giggling because they keep getting hurt. And I'm like, "Yay. These guys suck." And so then they leave through, like, some of DK's dimensional doorways. And that's seriously what it looks like. Like, they just reuse the same special effect. And then in comes Zordon with his voiceover work, saying that apparently Aubrey Header is from 10,000 years ago, and none of the Ghost Sages could control him.
10,000 years, really?
That's what he said.
Everything went down 10,000 years ago.
Shit hit, like, the fan 10,000 years ago.
The world was
ago.
A fucking mess. Like, there was undead running around. There was Rita. There was Aubrey Header.
There's You're My Jews. Like, and he's like, "Oh, I'm surprised people found it." And they're like, "Well, why would Blade Ran do this? I mean, like, well," and it's like, "Well, maybe he wants that power to, like, destroy stuff. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out here. You guys should be the ones thinking and figuring this stuff out. Like, it shouldn't be that hard." And Ares are like, "But a header would want to protect the earth," and stupid little kids are like, "Well, then why is it, like, going crazy face?"
Crazy face.
And they're like, "Well, maybe it's trying to do stuff." And they're like, "Well, it would have done cool stuff before, but it didn't. So guess it's all crazy guy." And Master Header, Zordon guy, tries to keep talking, but, like, Datus just jumps in and is like, "I detect you're my Jews again." Like, damn, we have to go fighting.
Dang it.
Oh, man. We got to do stuff now. Come on, man. So, like, Blade Ran just, like, blasting shit with the sword, which is just fun. Like, it looks cool. And little spider guy's all amazed. Like, "Oh, it's so powerful." Like, yeah. But the thing keeps, like, shaking and resisting and fighting. And Ghost Say Knight shows up to, like, and the stupids show up to do some fighting.
Stupid.
And, yeah, and they're like, "Ah," he did, like, Blade Ran just keeps, like, electro-shocking Aubrey Header to, like, get to submit.
Blade Ran,
like,
use Thundershock.
Like, he hooks up the car battery to Aubrey Header's nipples and just shocks him, you know, and he puts a ball gag on it, and, oh, wait, that's what wheelchair does at home. Never mind. And
to himself.
Exactly. No, that was my point. Thank you. Thank you for explaining the joke.
How you become a CBL.
Exactly. So then Blade Ram puts the sword up to Spider Guy and infuses him with some power, and he's all like, "Oh, I can feel the power flowing in me. I can just feel it.
The power."
And so he summons forth, like, all the You're My Jews. Lapras and the Snake, Juzo, or not Juzo, Jinzo.
Juzo.
Look, I just listened to the podcast with the Shinkanger, so I'm hoping for more Juzo action. Okay? I'm sad again. The Mummy's back, the Pig Guy, and what's the other one? Oh, Jump Love, right? Jump Love. And they just, like, pwn them.
I just totally realized this is, like, Ghost Age version of Island of Illusion.
Except the midget's nose move.
anyway.
So, yeah, and so, like, they can all attack now because that's what Aubrey Hedder's power did for the Spider Guy, is his illusions can attack now. It's like, oh, great. Now we're really screwed. So they all start fighting them, and, like, they beat him and knock him down.
Sorry.
But they get back up and keep fighting. So it's like, oh, man. So it's like our weapons are ineffective. No. And they're like, oh, we're going to destroy you because we're cool guys now. And so he's, like, blasting them, and they're like, we don't understand. Why is it fighting him? And so they're like, well, obviously it doesn't want to go all destroying, rampaging thing because, like, Blajan's got to, like, force it to submit. So if it wanted to destroy stuff, it could just do it. So Alex is all like, the only way we're going to find out what's wrong is if we ask it. So he just, like, runs up. Like, he drops his sword, just runs forward. And Blajan's like, oh, you're trying to commit suicide. Yay. And we're like, I really wish he would. And so he just grabs the sword. And he's getting blasted with it. He's like, whatever. And he starts talking to it. And he's like, tell me what's wrong. Why are you so angry? And then we see, they're yes, tell us. And so then we see them, like, the five stupids. And they're all, like, Dion morphed. And they see, like, it's not Aubrey Hedder. It's, like, this gold dragon Miracle Hedder. And they're like, oh, you have all this great power. And you're shaking and stuff. And oh, I understand now.
Kara looked at him and he freaked.
Yeah. Like, it's because you're strong. You're scared you're going to lose control and destroy shit. Well, okay. Like, it's fine. You really are ally. And then, like, this giant gold light comes on. Thank you. And the Lotus all, like, join with us and protect the Earth. You can be our partners and stuff. And then like this gold light shines on all of them. You're like, oh my god, those ears are fucking huge. like she must hear things from a mile away. God damn, like she can hear a mouse crapping in the woods. Like, damn. And Bladrian, and then like we're back in the fight, and Bladrian's like, there's no way your feelings could reach it. Wah. And he's all like, fight with us. Like yeah, fight with us. And so, like, he just yells out, like, Miracle Dragon Hedda! And, like, it jumps out of Bladrian's hands, and the sword comes to Alata and turns into the Miracle Dragon Hedder. And then, like, four other headers shoot out of that hole in the ground where the sword was and come to the five of them, like, oh, look, he brought friends. Yay, now we all have one. And they each stop in front of, like, their particular stupid, and they shoot out a light, and they get gumball machine swords. Yay?
And, question mark?
Yeah. Yay, question mark. And they're all like, ah, Gosei Tensword. And they're going, how do you know the name of this weapon? Did you read it off the toy box? Like, seriously, did you get the toy catalog? Like, I'm like, oh, we use these to connect with you, right? And they open them up, and they put the headers inside. And before they did, they're all like, ah, you're like Miracle Phoenix Hedder. You're a Miracle Snake Hedder. It's like, no, we figured out the naming pattern. We got that part. Like, you don't have to do that, really. It's okay. So they put the headers in. And they're like, let's work together. Yay. And then you hear, super change. And, like, gold armor, like, appears all over them. And, like, the shoulder armor has, like, their tribal symbol. Like the angel wings, and then like the header appears on the chest, and the armor actually looks, I mean, it's pretty badass armor. I'm be honest, like the show in Ghost Age as a whole is poo, but the armor is pretty cool looking.
It is. I like the armor.
And Bladrian's all like, what? It shouldn't have been able to do that. Well, I'm out of here.
This is Ghost Age. The rules don't exist.
Yeah. And Datus is all like, ah, everyone's kind feelings allowed them to become one with the Miracle Headers. And it's like, please stop. And then they do like their little like roll call, and it's all like miraculous whatever, like miraculous storm or miraculous like flowers, or I don't know whatever the hell they said. And it's like super insert Ghost Sager's name. And then they have their little like the fiery embodiment of our Ghost Sager feelings. And it's like, wow, that just sounds really gay. And it's like super Ghost Sager. And it's like, okay. And like, yeah, man, I guess. So like, yeah, they just like the wings on their shoulders can like become like a shield, like just fly out and be like a shield cape thing. It's pretty cool like ability. And they smack around Blade Runner, and he runs away and is like, huh, you got this spider guy. So they each start fighting. Like a lot just fighting two at once because he's just that kind of stupid. He's fighting Jump Fluff and the pig guy. Ugly's fighting the snake. Dumbo's fighting the mummy. Mexican Kotoha is fighting Lapras. And our blue giant friend is fighting Jinzo, blue version. And Ghostly Knight's just watching. He's like, ah, I can see who will win. And like you see like the snake, dude, like covers Ugly in his little poison. And he turns like the stone or whatever. Then just like breaks out of it. He's like, haha, that doesn't work. And then like Ivory like butt rapes him. And then like the mummy tries to like wrap Dumbo and she's like, I don't think so. And like flames shoot out of the phoenix head and she's like, huh, no, that doesn't work on me, bitch. And like he kills her. Or like she kills him or whatever. I got my pronouns wrong.
Someone gets killed.
Yeah. And like then like so like then Mexico de Haas got the Lapras thing and the tiger header on her chest bites down on its hand on his hand. So I guess Lapras was trying to grope her. And her, you know, her little chest demon like grabbed onto it, and so we see Hyde fighting Jinzo, and it shoots out its sparks at him, and he's like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that again, and he's all protected with his super cool powers, and then he spins around, and his sword staff thing just like shoots out and gets super long and like stabs through him, and then Alta just like totally pones the two dudes here, and then they push a button and pull a trigger on their little staff things, and the headers spin and they shake them around because it's supposed to look all flashy, you know, like super sky land sea dynamic, which is a stupidly long name. Like, they could have just said super ghost sea dynamic. They had to be like super sky land sea dynamic, and bright the light shoots out of them and like destroys all the monsters. And Ghost Knight's there and it's like, ah, a wind of great change is coming through. And you're like, really? And so, like,
I didn't have to pick up the slack this episode.
Yeah, it's like, oh, thank God.
I'm gonna go get a smoothie.
Yeah, he's like, I'm tired of this crap. Somebody else can fight for a change. And so they de-untransform and the Miracle Headers slap and like, no, we're fine, dudes. Like, y'all, I know, you know, our wounds will be fine. We're okay. And so they fly about, and the dragon one smacks Alta in the head, and he falls over, and it was funny. And then
they tried to murder him. It was great.
Yeah, and they're like, let's do our best together, guys. And that's why he hit him in the face. He's being a stupid. And they turn into the miracle, I don't know, whatever it says. Summon
cards. Miracle header cards.
Miracle header cards. Yeah, whatever the cards say. I forget what they're called, but it's not even important. And so, yeah, that's it for them. And then we see Blade Runner. He's all ticked. And he's like, oh, go Sejaws. They got new power from Abare Header. Damn, I'm going to get them. And, like, in comes the blob dude, Ultimate Spider Monkey. And they're ticked off. And they're like, dude, you're stupid. Like, this is what happens when you, like, work by yourself. If we did this together, we could have beat him. But no. You ran off on your own, did your own thing. You weren't being a team player. There is no I in team. You stupid ho. And like, now look. Now they got new powers. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Now you're getting punished for your little mistake. Okay? So, hope you like that. You can suck it. And, yeah. And that's how it ends with, like, him being all angry face. And that goes to Sora ni kagayaku rainbow. and such. That's it for this one.
Yeah.
Is it over?
It's over.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me get a sleep out of my eyes. Oh. What happened? Are we on MMPR?
Just about.
Oh, okay.
This episode, I mean, it wasn't as bad as the last couple, but then again, I mean, what can be?
True that.
But, I mean, their armor is cool. I still think if they had had weapons that were like the Abare had her sword, as opposed to gumball machines.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like, it would have been cool. They even have, like, you know, they don't have to be all, like, ancient blue swords, but, like, they could have been all golden and just had a giant header on the end.
Yeah, like, it would have been fine, but it wasn't, and it was just stupidness. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, it looks like it was Toei's way of saving money. Like, I know we can use this episode. We'll just reuse those old suits that we got sitting in storage. Again.
Oh, yeah. Well, they use that plot all the time. They've been using it for years.
Yeah. We'll just bring these suits back. It gives us something to do. And but, I mean, it wasn't too bad, I guess. I mean, I don't know. The last couple have just been horrendous, so... I'm going to pass it off to you ladies, and then we'll get into some MMPR.
I'll go since someone else
goodness,
is
question mark.
Potentially playing Gone Bright. I don't know. So, it wasn't like an entirely terrible episode. Like, on Ghost Ager standards, it was probably an outstanding episode. But thinking about it, after watching it, I was like, there's really only been 4 episodes out of 25 that have actually had to do with plot. The pilot, Destroying War Star, Ghost Day Night, and this. That's true. Yeah. Pilot introduced us, so we got something. So there's only 4 episodes that have mattered to anything.
Out of like 24.
Yeah.
That's 1/6. That's terrible.
It is. But I don't know. It still bothers me that it's like such a weird explanation of how they got their powers. Like, oh, you were angry face because you're too powerful? It's okay. Friendship. Smiles. And then they got their powers. So... like, it didn't bother me as much as I thought it was going to, but I wish it had more of an in-depth, explanation like Super Geki did.
Super Geki was awesomely, like, well done and well introduced, and...
let me think what else. The suits are awesome. I like the suits. Like, the only thing that really bothers me is the gumball machine and then the fact that Money's and Aries' chests are too big, but not in a good way. Like, they got too big of headers.
Like, it's totally not proportional at all.
But they look cool. Like, I like the look of them. I like the Henshin sequence for it. It reminds me of the Blue Beetleborg going Mega Blue. Like, the bees are like, Thunder Stinger, Mega Blue. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
The fight.
Like, I mean, it's your standard, like, armor, like, appearing on somebody thing. They use that kind of thing similarly, like, all the time. I just can't think of what I'm thinking of that I've seen it on before, but
it was cool. The fight was cool. They had cool powers and stuff. Like, it makes me think about how, like, I really like the suit designs, and I like the super suit designs, and, like, everything else is just crap. Like, so much wasted potential.
Yeah.
And it made, like, no sense that, like, he found that one, you know, Aubrey header, and then there's just 4 others in the stone they forgot about. I'm like, oh, look, my friends are here now. It would have made more sense for Aubrey header to be like, you helped me, and now I'll upgrade your ghostly headers to golden headers. And then,
yeah,
that made much more sense.
It's been a much better plot line, but, like, and then, like, I'm head off to wherever, you know, Heather Island or Gosei World or whatever I'm going to head off to now that I'm, like, a nice guy friendly, but no.
Yeah, no, it didn't work out that way, but it was aight. It's like usual.
It was aight. So, let's get the Shukuin Shinobi's thoughts.
What Dawson Rider said.
Wow, really? You're going to be that guy?
The designs are okay. I don't like the fact that their heads stick out. The episode was rather meh for a super introduction. Basically, I just flat out didn't really like it. I think the gumball sword is retarded. I agree. I wanted the Abare sword thing. I think that's a lot cooler. And, like, I wish their... I don't know. I wish their armor was flat. Like, I understand the whole header thing. But it looks so impractical with a giant head sticking out of your chest.
Like, it would be nice to have, like, flat and then have the header on the bottom of the sword instead of a gumball. But at the same time, like, it makes sense for their whole theme.
I know it makes sense. I just say I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mother.
I don't know. I didn't really pay attention.
Clearly.
It's 20 minutes I've been playing Gombrai and talking to Shark about how Ultimate Kuga's Rider Kick could pretty much decimate the entire planet and give everyone third-degree burns.
Awesome. Anyway, should we talk about MMPR?
This is what he does while we record a podcast.
I missed it. Fuck.
More competent people sit in advanced hobo seats.
I wasn't paying attention, and now I lost.
Good. Let's get on to MMPR so we can go home.
Kuga's about to kick me.
Thank no, me you.
He's only Mighty Kuga, so he's not going to blow up the planet.
No, you. Anyway.
MMPR.
Island of Illusion. Island where you think you're not going to get smallpox.
Episodes that we thought were amazing and turns out not so much.
I don't even know how to, summarize this. Zack's in a dance tournament. Because, that makes sense. And, of course, it's at the fucking juice bar like everything else in this goddamn city.
Which then now replaced the exercise equipment with golden styrofoam pillars.
Yeah.
For no reason at all.
And some other shit. I don't know. Somehow they get teleported to an island. Ooh, I got an Ixa card for some reason. That's neato.
What kind of Ixa card?
It's from set 2.
Oh, okay. I was thinking maybe you got the Ixa Kamen Rider card. That'd be cool.
Is that in set 9 or set 10?
That's in set 11, I think.
No, I think it's 10.
Is it 10?
It's
you're right. You're right. I think
regardless, this game only goes up to 9, so.
Oh, well, that sucks for you then, because Ixa equals awesome.
It does. Anyway. And so they get teleported to an island, and they're all like, fuck, our communicators are gone. What are we going to do?
They're just gone. We don't know what happened.
And, apparently they go through. Well, first they find this midget. Quagmire the Leprechaun midget. And which kind of is redundant in itself. But I'm going to keep calling
him Leprechaun midget.
Leprechaun midget anyway.
Not Quagmire the sexual deviant.
He all speaks in, very rhymes. Retarded rhymes. And
he plays like an Oompa Loompa.
He's an Oompa Loompa.
He's a less cool version of an Oompa Loompa.
That basically just sucks balls. Literally. And,
ooh.
Yes, I would like to Kamen Ride. So they all have to go through their own little, illusion test. And it's really stupid because you think after the first illusion, they would realize that this entire island is fucking illusions. And that basically anything they see is fake, but no, every one of the fuckers fall for it.
Yeah, and they forget that, after the first person disappears, that they just reuse the same lesson.
They're like, oh god, what do I do? I just have to be strong and it'll go away.
Let's summon Quagmire, and then every time he comes, he gets, less and less help.
So, who was first? Was it Zack? Was it the Snake? And he's all like...
Yeah, Zack and the Snake.
Zack saw Snake, and then he responded with bad acting.
And I don't, Zack was scared of the snake, and then right after Zack, it was
Kimberly.
Was it Kimberly? Apparently, Kimberly's worst fear is a nice Bulkan skull, which confuses the piss out of me.
Because they become nice later in the series, so that's why she probably left and passed the coin out to Kaffer, and she's like, Bulkan skull are being nice, it's freaking the shit out of me, I'm leaving.
Just like that bug.
Yeah, just like the bug.
And then Tommy...
Apparently,
right after we save Kimberly.
Five putties is too much for Tommy.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, dude, we saw you fight more than that at one time.
It's too many
seriously.
Of them.
Yeah.
Did enjoy the part where he went to kick Billy's face. That was good. And then, let me see.
Well, I'm thinking, though, I'm looking at this and I'm going, why does he not go, wait a minute, one of these putties fights like Jason... And
well, actually, all the putties were just doing in his illusion were just going around and just moving their hands around. So that was about the same.
and one's running away like Billy, this should be obvious.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. He's like, there's so many of them. There's five.
I don't even remember what Billy's fear was.
Billy's fear?
No, it was that his brains couldn't get them out of the situation. But next was Trini.
Trini was scared of being scared. And she started, like, just falling into the sand and freaking out.
She's like, no, Billy, you're too high. And Billy's like, dude, I quit weed a long time ago.
Yeah, I started laughing when that happened. So I remembered how shitty, like, that putty was chasing Billy up the mountain. I was so mad. I'm like, you suck ass. You should not be a Power Ranger. That's just ridiculous. If you're running from one creature going, whoa, 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 has the brains of an idiot, you can kill it so easily. Like, the future, like, putty, like, equivalents are going to be so much more threatening, and people will take on dozens of them by themselves. But anyway, so Jason's fear was that his leadership wasn't going to get him out of that, but that was what they said. That was what they said, but, like, if you look in his head, he was scared of the wind, because it was going to mess his hair up. He was scared of messing his hair up. But he was smiley face because by the end of the episode, his hair still hadn't moved. So that was what he was really scared of. Like, behind the scenes, he was scared that his hair was going to move. He's like, oh my god, my hair's going to move. Shit, I'm disappearing. And speaking of move, I should mention the really cheap earthquake effects. Like, in the juice bar, they're all just moving around, acting dizzy. I love how, like, Tommy didn't even bother. Like, he just let everyone else act like an idiot, and they were, like, wobbling, like, oh my god, the earthquake, and they grabbed me stuff, and Tommy just following, and I'm like, whatevs. And then, like, when they left the aisle, they did the same thing, like, earthquake again, and they just start shaking, camera shakes, like, really?
Yeah, they didn't even put the set on a gimbal, they just shook the camera guy.
It was pretty bad, and then, like, it was pretty bad island effects, too, like, they were clearly in some kind of park. I just circled the same tree, and I swear to God I saw a street at one point.
Probably.
Like, it was pretty bad. It was pretty low budget.
We've been through this. The quality control on this show is non-existent.
Yeah, this is true. Oh, man. It's terrible episodes. Thought were good.
What?
I was decayed Kamen Ride as Deno.
Uh-huh.
And my final attack is... DK doing liner forms final attack. That's neato.
Oh, that's cool.
So anyway.
Really
cool. So they break all their illusions and then their communicators reappear because apparently they were just illusioned away. They were always there. And so they call teamwork and friendship, and then the Rita's like, oh fuck, and she goes to blow up the island, but they already teleported away. So now they're back in the Megazord and they break free of the cum-covered Megazord. And
ew.
Seriously, look at it.
It is.
Oh, Anna.
I can be family friendly and friendly.
Friendly, be family friendly.
Friendly and say, "Oh, we got attacked by Caterpie." So, no. Caterpie is code name for penis, by the way. Just letting you know.
That's what he calls his.
So,
who doesn't? I mean,
they beat whatever the hell.
Mine's a Weedle.
I don't even remember.
Oh, it's that small. I'm sorry.
What was the monster even?
It was.
Was it Frankie's upgrade in Zooranger? Was that this week or was that last week? I don't remember.
That was last week. I don't remember who
Wait,
it was.
Hold on.
It was.
It was Frankie's upgrade from Zooranger. I'm just going along with what you're saying. Well, I'm checking. It's.
She called him like Mutitis or something.
Yeah, that was because first it was like
gingivitis.
Yes, they were running away from
gingivitis, plaque, and gingivitis. It was scary.
From a gum disease known as gingivitis. Like first it was like I don't know what it's called. But it was the second part, like the quote unquote upgrade, was Frankie's upgrade, but it wasn't like. They didn't start out against Frankie. They started out with, like...
Oh, wait, I forgot. At the end of the show, they fought Satan. That's right.
Yeah, they fought Die Satan, and then that was cool. And what was it called at the first? Like, what was it? I'm trying to figure out what the monster was. I'm looking through this...
Mutitis?
It was...
Gingivitis.
Oh, it was... No, it was both of Frankie's upgrades. They were fighting.
I don't think it honestly matters.
Anyway, yeah, because it was Frankie, and then, like, both of those things are Frankie's upgrade. I just checked
all
them.
All the monsters do the same thing.
Yeah, they go, arr!
They wobble around, and they're like, it's too hot in the suit. Why, how much am I being paid? $3. And then they get blown up. So, yeah, they went. They form the Mega Dragon Zord. They blow their asses up. I'm like, why didn't you form the Mega Dragon Zord to start?
They kill Satan.
Like, why didn't they...
But they didn't kill Satan. They blew Satan away. They blew Satan.
Yeah, they blew Satan away.
My God. I'm trying to get this done. So they blew him up with the Mega Dragon Sword, and I'm like, why didn't they form that in the first place? And then I remember that Tommy was off being a spy because he has a different job. Like, he's never there.
Okay, seriously, I understand it's because of footage, but seriously, why introduce Tommy if he's not going to do anything?
They should have just done the footage. They were so stupid. Like, goddamn, this show's horrible. Like, why didn't you plan it better? They did this all through Saban, though. They're like, super powerful Sixth Ranger. He's got a cobra on his back. He doesn't like to play with others. He's got to go away to be, like, training. Like, no. Just wait to introduce him then, or don't.
No.
No, you. That's one thing, at least, I have to say Disney did, is when they introduced the Sixth Ranger, they didn't have a lame excuse for him to leave. Oh, I gotta protect my students. There's two of them, and they're fine.
There's two of them, and they're playing an arcade game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love how, like, he leaves, and they're like... I mean, like, the kids leave, and he's like, he's going to leave. And he tells them, okay, guys, listen to Ernie now. That's right. You got to tell them, listen to the grown-up in the room. Listen to Ernie while I'm gone. Like, oh, okay.
They're like, whatevs, we can outrun Ernie.
Rock could outrun Ernie.
This is true.
Oh, poor Ernie.
Poor Ernie. He's all dead face, and we're making fun of him.
I forgot. Now I'm sad.
Isn't he dead?
This is why people...
Rest in peace, Ernie.
This is why people hate you, Dawson Ryder.
My God. I wasn't the one...
I hate you because you make fun of people.
I didn't. I was... Oh, whatever. I'm done.
I'm done. So anyway, I was looking forward to this because I remembered Island of Illusion being good. I was rudely interrupted by a bad episode.
Like, well, and then, because then they get back and it's like, yeah, okay, well, time for our dance off. Like, oh, motherfucker.
And like, Bulk's dancing. His combination was Bulk and Skull.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Jason's hair did move.
It is.
That's all I cared about. I'm like, is it going to move? Oh, God, look out. Good thing he conditioned.
I mean, Bulk's dancing was pretty funny. But, I forgot. Oh, and then, like, the DJ is Quagmire.
Yeah. And then Kimberly's like, oh, look, it's Quasimodo. I was like, that stopped being funny. Always.
It's Quasimodo.
Like, no.
No, Kimberly, stop being a retard, please.
Yeah. Stop having the personality of cardboard, please. And then Jason's like, but I want to have the personality of cardboard because his hair doesn't move. And then he's like, all right, whatever. And then they're like, no. And then it's over. So, I think we only have 3 more weeks of this crap, don't we?
Yep.
Oh, thank God. And then we get to enjoy the reruns.
Yep, and then we get to watch Nickelodeon reruns and comment on those. Whatever we felt like talking about that we watched during the week or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Like I said, I'm hoping they have a block that starts from the beginning and a block that starts from good stuff, like RPM.
One that starts from Day of the Dumpster, one that starts from the finale of RPM, and then just work towards the middle.
one block that goes backwards.
That'd be hilarious, and they meet in the middle, and the universe explodes.
They meet in the middle, they find Kuga, and then the universe explodes.
Oh, God. But, yeah. 3 more weeks of the remaster, because they're like, we quit, Saban bought this for $1 billion, and now they're going to make Shinkenger clone. They got it out of the pool.
Yeah.
Well, it's just getting weird now.
Got weird a long time ago.
So, final thingies? Yes, we know you have a thingy and it's not final. Okay, so you can share.
I have a big final thingy. Oh.
There's no new donations to announce. Sad face.
Yeah, you're making Shuki sad face. I hope you're happy with yourselves, you bastards.
However, we are fairly close to some sort of structured prize thingy, I think.
Oh, Riri? Oh, yes, we are.
So, those of you that have
my
donated...
fake smile.
Heart, smiter, smiter, wink, wink, we'll get back to you.
Underwear.
We will... Underwear?
What?
I don't know.
Okay. So anyway, we still love you, people that donated.
Yeah, we're working on this one. It's a challenge for us.
You are a hero.
You did help us get our business cards. We got those made.
Yeah, we did, actually. Those actually just shipped, as I stated.
So now we're ready for the Morphican.
Yeah.
Oh, got you, bitch.